You know, when we do these second date updates, we always have dudes on the phone that are like, I got the perfect technique for how to meet ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy on the phone today, his name is Sean, and all his email said was that he uses a technique called the Ben Franklin effect. Don't really know what that is, but I'm guessing that's you go to a retirement home and convince all the ladies there that you're the one who invented bifocals, and then they're super excited to meet you because now they can read things.
Yeah.
Wow, you invented that?
Sexy.
Hey, what's up, Sean? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty okay. Good. I'm interested to find out what the Ben Franklin effect is. Yeah. Or unless I got it right. Did I get it right?
No, it's not quite like that.
Oh, right.
It's actually a kite in a lightning storm. Is that what it is?
No. You're close.
Okay. So you convince a woman that you are Ben Franklin's ghost and that they must sleep with you in order for you to finally be put to rest?
I mean, you are.
I would take that.
This is a real technique. I mean, I learned it from this blog, but it's a really legit thing.
It is.
Okay. So, wait, this is the first time you tried the Ben Franklin technique?
Yeah, I mean, other people have tried it before. I didn't invent it, but yeah.
Okay, well, we'll get to what that is exactly in a second. First, let's find out about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Erica.
Erica, and how did you meet Erica?
We're actually in the same class together. I go to the night school at the community college.
Cool.
She sits next to me a lot of the time, and she's beautiful and really smart. And
oh, my God, do you get so excited when she actually sits next to you in class? Like, here she comes. She's going to sit by me. I don't know.
Is it middle school or college?
Yeah, of course I do. And that's why I thought I could try out the Ben Franklin effect on her, because I read about it and I thought maybe this would work.
Okay.
So basically you ask a girl to do something for you and she does it, and subconsciously she then likes you more and she's more open to you. She's receptive to you. And Ben Franklin apparently used this with his rival inventors or something to get them to like him more.
So he'd be like, hey, can you pick up that paper I dropped? And then they would do it. And all of a sudden, subconsciously, they like him more because they did something for him.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
So what did you ask her to do for you?
I sort of planned this out, I have to admit. But the first thing I did was I dropped a pencil in class and I said, hey, Erica, would you mind picking that up? And she did. She picked up the pencil. All right, okay, I'll go on according to plan.
And then you went to her and you're like, now you want to sleep with me, don't you?
I mean, it wasn't that effective.
Okay.
Pencil isn't a good analogy there.
Well, I had to stick with it, right? So then the next week, I said something like, hey, Erica, would you mind if I borrow some paper? And she's like, sure. And she ripped out a paper from her notebook and she gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. The next week, I said, hey, Erica, if you happen to be at the drugstore this week, would you mind picking up some post-it notes for me?
What? Now you're having her run errands?
Yeah, you actually asked her to grab you some post-it notes from the store.
Did you give her your grocery list the following week?
No. I mean, I actually needed some post-it notes, but she looked at me really funny.
Of course.
But I said, no, I'll pay you back, and my schedule's just been crazy, but I'll pay you back. And she did it. She got me the post-it notes, and she brought them the next week.
Really?
But don't you think, I don't know that she likes you more. Doesn't it say that she liked you to begin with if she's willing to go think of you and pick up post-it notes?
Well, maybe, but I'm trying out the technique.
Okay, right. We'll stick to the technique.
So it appears to be working at this point. I mean, she's doing the things that you're asking.
Well, yeah, and after the post-it notes, I realized, like, okay, I can sort of just sit down and talk to her now. So
okay.
I said, hey, you know, we should hang out sometime. And
then she was like, yeah, but my schedule's pretty busy picking up things from the store for you. I don't know if I will have time to go out with you.
Well, she said yes, so, you know, I thought it was working.
Nice.
Okay.
What'd you guys do?
So I had this idea. I thought it was a pretty creative idea because I don't have a lot of money. I'm taking these classes. So I figured we would go to 7-Eleven and do sort of like a cheap wine tasting.
Dude, that's awesome. I give you lots of points for that.
Wow.
Thank you. I thought it was kind of clever. So we bought all these like $5 wines and then we took them to the park sort of nearby and we tried out these wines and we were laughing and we were talking about true crime podcasts. We both listened to them and we were sort of really connecting.
And then you're like, this Carlo Rossi and Boone's Farm. I mean, the notes are really amazing. Would very oaky.
Would you like a mad dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're not wine experts, but that was sort of the fun.
Yeah, totally.
And then she said she had to get going. And so I walked her to the bus and gave her a hug. And, you know, that was it. But I thought, okay, that went pretty well.
Okay.
That's not terrible.
All right. And have you guys talked much after that?
We were texting for a while. And she sort of stopped responding to me. But she said, like, hey, you know, I'm going through a difficult time.
Mm.
which I wasn't really sure what that meant. And then it started happening that I was in class and she would stop sitting near me. Mm. You know, maybe she thinks, who is this guy taking me out to 7-Eleven? This guy clearly isn't going places, you know.
I don't think that's what she meant by a difficult time. I mean,
yeah,
it sounds like she's going through some stuff and just maybe doesn't need a relationship right now.
I mean, maybe, but it sounded kind of like an excuse because, like, if we actually did connect, then I don't know why she would sit farther away from me.
Yeah, it doesn't really explain why she would not want to even be around you if that's what it looks like.
Yeah, and I can take her on a real date, but anyway, I need your help to sort of figure this out. I'm really hoping to get a second date because I really liked her.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, man. Hang on.